More details and consequences are beginning to emerge from a tragic incident in northeast Mecklenburg County over the weekend. 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell was shot and killed by CMPD officer Randall Carrick, who has now been charged with voluntary manslaughter. WFAE's Julie Rose has been following this story and joins me now. Julie, you were at a press conference with Mr. Farrell's family this morning. What were you able to learn from them about the incident?
Well, this is a grieving family. They drove up from Tallahassee to meet with CMPD and try to get some answers about Jonathan's death. His mother and his younger brother talked about how he'd moved here a year ago. He had a fiance. He was working a couple of jobs, planning to enroll in college. He had been attending Florida A&M down in Tallahassee, where he was studying chemistry. He played football. They described him as a hardworking, honest kid with no criminal record, as far as we can tell. Jonathan's mom says she talked to him on Friday evening, and he sounded happy and excited about getting married. Then around 2 a.m. that next morning, Farrell wrecked his black Toyota Camry down an embankment off Reedy Creek Road, kicked his way out the rear window, went for help. Investigators say there were no signs of alcohol use, but the toxicology report's not finished yet. Farrell ended up pounding on the door of a woman who was frightened. She called 911. Three officers responded, and here's where it gets a little murky. We know that Farrell was unarmed. Apparently, he came running at the officers. As far as his family could tell after meeting with CMPD, there was no attempt to communicate with Mr. Farrell as he ran toward the officers. Here's what the family's attorney, Christopher Chestnut, says.
There were no commands to stop. There were no commands freeze. There were no commands I'll shoot, stop or I'll shoot, police. I think this is a young man who probably was going towards the police officers. The same way, if you were injured in a car accident and you saw red or blue lights, you run to help, not to death.
And Mark, we've just learned from CMPD that Officer Carrick fired his gun 12 times. 10 of those bullets struck Farrell.
Okay, Julie. Chestnut is a high-profile attorney who specializes in wrongful death lawsuits. Is this family planning to sue?
They're leaving the option open, but this is an unusual case because here you've got CMPD charging one of its own with a voluntary manslaughter less than 24 hours after the incident. So in that regard, Chestnut says the Farrells are grateful.
You take away the badge from this officer, this was murder. This was manslaughter. And the chief acted appropriately. I'm taking such a bold move. He needs to be commended upon it, and we applaud him.
And legally, what does this charge of voluntary manslaughter mean?
Well, it charges that while Officer Randall Carrick may not have meant to kill Jonathan Farrell, he used excessive force. That's what voluntary manslaughter means. And in North Carolina, it's a felony that could get Carrick between 3 and 6.5 years in prison, as long as he has no other criminal record. Here's what we know about Carrick's background so far, that he worked for animal control for about a year before transferring to the police force in April 2011. His CMPD personnel file does show an 8-hour suspension last December. We don't know what that was for, and CMPD is not saying. Carrick turned himself in on Saturday night when the charges were filed. He was released on a $50,000 bond, and he'll make his first court appearance tomorrow.
Is CMPD saying why they did charge Carrick so quickly when usually these internal investigations take weeks?
Right. You know, I actually asked City Manager Ron Carley about that today.
As the police chief told me, just very straightforward, they make decisions to charge people every day in big crimes and small crimes. And he said, once you have probable cause, you act. He said, we went through the course of the day. We did a very thorough investigation. And once we had probable cause, we did what we would do in another case.
And Julie, I know there's been quite a bit of reaction to all of this in the community. And you were also at a press conference today with the NAACP and the ACLU. What are those groups saying?
They're saying that CMPD should take this incident as further evidence of the need to reform its system for investigating citizen complaints of police misconduct. It's called the Citizens Review Board. So they want to strengthen that. And then local NAACP President Kojo Nantambu is also alleging that this shooting was racially motivated, since Farrell was black and Carrick is white. But the family's attorney did not go that far in their press conference today. He says he thinks this is really just more of a sign that we're too prone to violence as a society in general.
WFAE's Julie Rose, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we will, of course, continue to follow further developments in this story.